Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Step back. Let's go in the Wayback Machine and let's go back. I don't know. You pick 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 years, a million years. Pick some time in the past. And then imagine the world that we lived in as a tribal species, a tribal group and society, small tribes, family tribes, localized tribes, right? And so our survival was based on sticking together as a group. Our survival was based on sticking to what we knew to be safe and to be effective. Fundamentally, we thrived as a species that has then come to dominate the planet for good or for bad. But we have thrived because we've sticked with what we know, and we've stick together as a tribe. And then we've pushed those boundaries in a safe way that works while not risking too much overall, right? Especially in our early times. Why is this a matter? Why is this important? You may be selling furniture and you're now watching this thinking, but Jason, what does that have to do with me selling a couch to this newlywed couple that wants to buy a couch? Here's why this is so important, and you've got to understand this, is that way back, and also not that long ago, anything that we did was, it was in our comfort zone, and it was known, and a best way for us to be alive and safe was to stick with the known. It was to stick with the comfort zone. It truly wasn't that long ago that falling and breaking your leg or picking the wrong berries to eat would kill you or cause you to be sick. And there wasn't medicine, there wasn't doctors, there wasn't treatment, right? If you broke your leg and got an infection, you're done, right? You're either crippled or you're going to die from the infection. And if you're crippled and part of a nomadic tribe that has to move, and that moving effectively and quickly through the wilderness where there are literally things that are trying to kill you all the time, if you're slowing down the tribe, they will leave you behind. And if you check out the book Sapiens, I don't remember the author offhand, but it's interesting because in there they talk about this principle and the fact that there is tribes even in recent history in this century that are still doing that. If somebody is sick or dying or loud, then they leave that person behind because it will attract undue attention, bad attention from things out there that are trying to kill them. Lions, tigers, bears, and so on. And so it wasn't that long ago in our history. Our mind still holds that. There's that a part of our brain, the amygdala, which is focused on survival. It sees the world as dangerous, and it thinks that everything is out to get us. And it always is on the lookout for what it thinks might be bad for us. And it wants to assume that everything is bad because, again, that's how we've made it to this point. That's how we've survived. That's how we've thrived, is by constantly being on the lookout for danger, being aware of our surroundings and situations that could cause us harm, and to literally avoid anything that feels dangerous. And change is dangerous. Change, again, could lead to death. If you think about it, it wasn't too long ago, again, where if we timed the season wrong or picked the wrong location to live or, you know, didn't have access to food, we're toast, right? And those groups didn't survive. Those individuals didn't make it. And so it was the people who realized, here's what we do. Here's what we always do. Here's how we stay safe. That's who has made it and gotten to this point. Now, here's the thing, is our current society is so comfortable for most of us, for anybody watching this, if you have access to the internet and you have access to devices and electronics and electricity such that you can watch or hear this, your life is fairly comfortable, especially in terms of our recent history. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that your life is comfortable. There's really nothing to be afraid of. Yet in that part of our mind all the time is something looking for danger. Now, here's what I think is important, because I hear this a lot from people. They say, well, I'm not afraid of change and I don't have an issue with that. And that's true. And what I have found is that even in individuals, is there are people who aren't afraid of change. They don't care. They're not afraid of trying new things or doing new things in some categories, but not all categories. Now, some people might be open to change in all categories, but generally what I find is that somebody who's willing to try new restaurants might not be willing to try a new place to live or a new relationship or a new job or career, right? Somebody who's willing to try a new job might not be willing to try new types of food. And so it's interesting to see how people are. Where this fits in with sales and why this is so important for you to understand is that to get people to buy from you requires them to face the danger and stress and unknown risk that comes with change. Because again, if they knew what they want and they knew what they needed and there was no risk of change, either it would be something they've already bought before, so they're already a customer of yours, or they've already bought your brand, or they're already fully on board, or they would have just ordered it online. They would have gone online and ordered it, right? Or they would have called up, and as soon as you talk to them or walked into your store, as soon as you talk to them, they say, I want this. I know what I need. Can you just help me buy it? Here's my money. Right? And those kind of transactions, those lay down transactions where there's no effort required, it all they're looking for is a pure order taker to help them take their order, take their money. Those people have already faced the risk of change. They've accepted it. They know what they want. They don't need any help.